Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's file this under the category of Knicks gonna Nick. Right, the Knicks go to London today, and they prove that really it's the same for the Knicks no matter what continent they play on. It could be America, it could be Europe, it could be Asia. They could play on Antarctica against penguins and polar bears and still find a way to blow it. All seven continents. 2, 3, 4.
Which one did you import?
7.
Because they're not on the same continent, are they?
Who?
Polar bears and penguins, aren't they opposite? They don't hang out, do they?
No, penguins, penguins. They're both the same. We think the polar bears are the South Pole?
Think no. The guy in the place.
Polar bears are the North Pole. The penguins move a lot. I mean, penguins do move a lot. I watch much
they're
of the
crafty.
Penguins. They go,
well, there's another penguins movie coming out.
Those
jacked up about it. It's going to be an IMAX. Yeah, IMAX in
April. Is it
like April.
A John Wick penguins movie where the penguins are like killing each other?
It could be.
With weapons
look,
and stuff?
They look kind
of
ticked off.
Instead of the suits, it's the tuxedo wear that's bulletproof like John Wick's. That'd be pretty cool. And they've got the underwater fight scenes with the penguins.
Well, didn't we do that in Batman Returns? Didn't they have lasers?
Yeah, but that was in the 90s. I mean, come on. That's,
I mean, they have lasers and rockets and the whole nine yards.
That's when the biggest thing you had for special effects were, let's get a green screen and we're going to stage this landing at Universal Studios. That's back in the 90s. I mean, that's way before the advent of things that look real. As I like to say, all capitalized letters. Things that look real in movies. But no matter what continent the Knicks are on, they still find a way to lose, as only the Knicks can. Leading the Wizards by a point in the final seconds, you think, all right, well, maybe the Knicks are going to hold on. Maybe, just maybe, the Knicks can win a game. Wait a minute. Maybe the Knicks should move to London. That's what the Knicks should do. They should move to London because they're going to play well. They were about to get their 11th win until the great goaltending walk-off of 2019.
Inbound now. Left the circle, Beal. Beal passed to cutting Bryant, and it's blocked. Is it goaltending? It's goaltending. A goaltending. The call is Thomas Bryant.
Struggling to get it in. Does so. Moutier left the top. He throws up a shot. No good. And it's all good for the Wizards. 101-100. Wizards win over the New York Knicks. The Wizards claim NBA London 2019.
It's not like I expected the Knicks to win, but losing away like that with a goaltender, I don't even see that in soccer. I would say goaltender, that's the whole thing. It's like a bad thing. I didn't know that. I thought you're supposed to tend the goal. Goaltending's a bad thing. I never knew it. You're supposed to stop it from going in, right? Isn't that the whole thing? Like, you're supposed to use your head, right? Use your head, you can block things with it.
No, and
he used his hand.
I like that.
His hand was where he said it was on a colander. It was over
the colander.
Isn't that what they say it was? It was over
washing
the colander.
Washing out some veggie tables, are you?
And we couldn't grab the ball that went out. It was in the colander. I didn't see that.
I'll tell you what, this is the only way this game was going to be remembered.
You get a goal.
Was to have a big play.
Jason, this game wasn't played in New Zealand. What are you doing?
You get a goalkeeper.
That's not an English accent.
I don't know what that is.
When the ball comes to him, he's supposed to knock it out of the way, right? He's not supposed to let it go. He doesn't let the ball go. So, oh, it's you. Would you like
to
go
see it?
At no point have you called me governor in this whole thing. So the whole bit fails. Or Guvner, or whatever you're going
to
say.
You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
That's the name of his autobiography. Blow the bloody doors off. How about that?
The coach is there. Fizdale.
Is
that where Archie is
from? He didn't
look
bad. He just looked confused.
In the Archie and Veronica, right? The whole thing. Betty and all that. The Riverdale.
In Fizdale.
Is it Fizdale?
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Is that where they're from?
I like
and it's
that.
A man. It's not just a place. And he's got a beard, too. He's got a really nice beard. It's very close cropped. But you're supposed to stop the ball from going in. Didn't he do the right thing? I
thought he did the right thing, but on further review, bucket counts, and we're talking about a game in London that would have otherwise gone. Hey, there was a game this afternoon. Nice. Now you got controversy. Now you remember.
The colander is a very big deal. It's not supposed.
And then they made a nice salad.
Yeah. Well, yes.
After
washing it out, that's a post-game meal. That's what we have. We have bangers and mash and fish and chips and kippers. That's what we have in at the end, and that's what we all eat.
What's a kipper?
A kipper. It's kind of like a fish. It's like a very, it's a fish. It's kind of like what you would call a sardine. It's a kipper. You ever have a crumpet? At tea, we have at 3 o'clock. We have tea. As we have tea and we have kipper and we have a crumpet. And it was supposed to be a football game after, wasn't it? We're supposed to see tea, right? No, it's supposed to get the Jaguars, right? They play, right? Where was that game?
Jaguars will be back
Where
in a
was
couple
that
months.
Game? They don't like the Fournette
They'll
guy.
They'll be back soon enough.
They don't like
and
him.
And the kipper's actually herring. How about
it's
that?
It's a herring. It's a red herring. It's where, like, it's me telling you something.
I think I'm going to smoke some herring.
Ooh.
How about do that?
I saw a movie called Smoke Herring once.
That's
oh,
true.
That sounds like you. It's you and then you. We hear you again.
In your head. I am the voice in your head.
It's that Hollywood production you guys have in that Los Angeles studio.
I'm inside. Open your eyes. I'm you.
What's the goaltend? Can you tell me the goaltend?
Can't put your hand over or in the cylinder.
No colander.
But not into the colander.
How you make the salad then if you can't put your hands in? Can you put the salad in?
Got to drop it in.
Drop it in. Drop it. Boy, if it's something like if I have a piece of a lettuce and it just goes like,
yes.
So I just get to toss it.
You're going to toss it around.
Just toss it around. Oh, okay. I get it now. All right. Now I get it. Okay. Now I understand. But goaltending's a bad thing. All right.
Bad.
I get it now. Twitter at How About a Fresca. I'm getting played off.
I thought it would come sooner.
Frostburg is screaming in the room.
Gonna be honest.
Play the music. Play the. Stop him from doing that.
He's gonna come in and he's gonna John Wick your ass.
That's easily the worst English accent I've ever heard.
You know,
and I've been knighted.
No,
I know.
I don't think so. I think you have a little bit. There's a little bit of a thing.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Bob Kraft has all the goats. Did you know that? Bob Kraft apparently thinks...
I've had people threaten me on Twitter because of that accent.
You kidding? That was the most fun 15 minutes people are going to have all day what they heard when I did that English
Hell
accent.
Yeah.
Why? Because it allowed them to let out their inner Bruce Banner and rage?
Because it was funny. You got to laugh. That's what it was.
As Tyshirt said on that side of the glass, what'd you say, Alex?
The people have spoken.
No, the people hate it.
No, they didn't. Why?
And they hate me for sitting and allowing it to happen.
I can't stop them from hating you. I just know that, look, that what we did was you don't get anywhere else. No, the show will do that.
Not often do you get a colander reference.
No, what do you want? Okay. Oh, sorry. So people who are upset want shows that go, boy, the Patriots are good. The Chiefs are good. I don't know who can win this game. I mean, I'll watch Get Up if I want that kind of analysis.
That's a hot take.
All right. I don't know. I can't pick. It's really difficult.
Oh, you just went with a baseball bat. You went specificity.
It's something. It's something.
You're not even awake at that time.
I don't know. I can't pick. LeBron or Jordan, I can't pick. I don't know. I don't know who's better. I can't tell you.
Never heard of him.
I couldn't tell you.
Who?
I couldn't tell you about that. But we do have big, fun news coming your way a little bit less than a half an hour from now. Big reunion coming up on Sunday.
I'm so excited.
You're in the news, too. Tim's in the news, too.
Reunions are always good.
Yes, it's not a reunion involving Tim Tebow.
I love it.
Is it about Reunion Arena?
It's not about Reunion
Arena. World-class championship wrestling?
No, it's not about that. But right now, it's about Bob Kraft, who thinks it's 2 days after the Super Bowl instead of 3 days before the AFC Championship game. Because in an interview today, he decided, well, it's about time that I spread all kinds of love all over my head coach and quarterback. Just spreading that love around. Bill Belichick, best head coach ever. Tom Brady, best football player ever. Not best quarterback, best football player.
Definitely the greatest player of all time, not just quarterback, in my opinion, because he's such a leader in the locker room. And for someone double the age of some of the players to be able to lead like that and connect like that and have the work ethic that he has, and at the same time so pleasant to be around, I'm really the luckiest guy in the world.
My ears are burning. Sounds like the way people describe me.
He's the great
I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Someone asked me, describe Mike Harmon. Go ahead, say it. Go ahead.
How would you describe your tag team partner? I was going to add a bunch of adjectives, but I'll let you bury yourself.
Mike Harmon, despite the fact he is not as tall as I am, he is a wonderful human being. He's very nice. He makes a great cup of coffee. He is up on all the big trends. He's got great calves. He cuts a really good figure when he wears shorts. He'll say things that are entertaining.
He's got a great laugh. And if I had a sister who was, you know, lonely for like, you know, most of her life, didn't get out and meet a lot of people, you know, kind of stayed home, kind of picture Adrian from the beginning of Rocky working in the pet store. Glasses.
Wow, that paints a picture now, doesn't
it? That's who I would set Mike Harmon up with, and I'd be very happy with that. And I would say, sis, congratulations. This is the best you're going to do.
What if it's as good as it gets?
That's how I would describe
it. That was something right there, let me tell you.
So Brady's
That's
the
a
best.
Lot of words to say nothing.
Brady's the best.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick is also the best because he went on to talk about how Belichick's the greatest coach ever, everything that's been that he's accomplished for and over the course of his career. Why is he doing this? Why is he calling Brady the GOAT and calling Belichick the GOAT of coaches? No one can dispute it, he says about Belichick. Why now? This is kind of odd right now, right? A week when everybody, you know, you could say it's part of the Patriots week of, you know, we're really being undervalued and unappreciated. And while you watch what we go and do and play in Kansas City on Sunday, I get it's all part of that week, but this is very odd to be doing this now. So I'm going to call shenanigans on this. And this, to me, why is this being said right now? Bob Kraft is trying to broker a peace so both Brady and Belichick will return next season. Not that Brady was in a danger of leaving, but he wants to make sure that both these guys can continue to work together because he knows losing one of them is really losing the dynasty. How much longer, you know, if you lose Brady, well, you're starting over a quarterback because you have nobody. If you lose Belichick, well, who are you gonna promote Josh McDaniels and hope that things stay the same, right? But you know you have a coach who is the best coach that I've seen, and you have a quarterback who's at worst the second best quarterback that I've seen, and you got to keep that going. You got to keep that rolling. And all of the stuff that we've seen over the course of the last 365 days, Brady and Belichick feuding with each other, not liking the trade of Jimmy Garoppolo, and maybe Belichick wants to outlast Brady, and Brady doesn't like Belichick and chafes under his rule now. No, not going to offseason training activities. Him and Gronk are staying out. You know there's some kind of tension. Bob Kraft is saying, all right, guys, we're nearing the end of the season right now. And I want to make sure that we can all coexist going forward. So I'm going to do this interview in which I say, Brady's the GOAT, and Belichick's the GOAT, and you're a GOAT, and you get a GOAT, and you get a GOAT, and Edelman's the GOAT, and Sony Michel is the GOAT, and you're a GOAT, and you're a GOAT, and you're a GOAT, and everybody's a GOAT. I'm going to do the whole GOAT conversation. So after this year is over, it's, hey, guys, can we all gather up for another season? You think we can all do it? Can we all play one more year together? Bill, you're not going to leave, right? Because of the two, Belichick's the guy that would leave first. He's the guy that would step down, sit out, and then come back and coach the Giants. You know, that's what Bill Belichick would do. So we can all do this, right? We can all do this. We're all on the same page. Great. Let's make sure that's where we're at.
Be effusive with the praise, and you, in theory, you get 3 weeks of it, right? Because this is just local media. It gets to expand. A win on Sunday, then it becomes a two-week love fest with anybody that wants to get on Bob Kraft's calendar to do a quick 5 minutes here and there in between parties and running around and all of that fun, but certainly trying to make sure everybody knows exactly as publicly as possible how much he loves them and have valued the 19 years that they've all been together. And that was one of the things in all the comments from Bob Kraft. That was the recurring theme of look at the longevity, look how long we kept this together. So I think that's the thread that really takes it to the whole next. All right, let's figure out how to reconstitute the rest of this team, build on, you brought in Sony Michel, and can we have another couple of years of dominance here? Bob Kraft taking from we're the underdogs. Not really, though. We're the greatest of all time.
You're not. They want to keep singing that song.
No, okay. That's fine. And look, and if they can market and merchandise, I mean, Edelman's selling shirts. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Get in there and sell, sell, sell. Can't fault a good strategy. And if the chip on their shoulder as they race for the ship is what they need to do, then have at it. Bob Kraft says, you guys can talk that mess. We're the greatest of all time.
Twitter @ how about a fresca, Mike @ Swollen Dome. And you know what? If I had the plays ahead of time, I think my quarterback and head coach would be the best of all time.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Guess who is one step away from Major League Baseball?
Hello.
No, not you, Phil Jackson.
That would be something if he decided to become a manager in Major League Baseball.
Guess who is one step away from Major League Baseball.
I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a
few
minutes.
He did manage the hell out of the Knights.
And then he bought Robert Prosky out of the team at the end, right? Buy shares back? No. One step away from Major League Baseball.
Hey, Boston, who's getting wild tonight?
He can't run either.
Is it John Cena?
One step away from Major League Baseball is none other.
I'm very, very excited about it.
Than Tim Tebow.
Wow.
The Mets announced today they have invited him, along with 12 other players, to their Major League camp this spring.
I'm so
Tebow's going to get a shot.
So basically double A.
To stop. Yeah, the Rumble Ponies are pretty good.
Rumble Ponies.
So Tim Tebow is going to be
joining the Rumble Ponies.
Stop. We're the best team in the NL East right now.
Right now.
Depends where Bryce Harper's going to sign.
You're going to give them that?
We're the best team in the NL East right now. Sure we are.
The Braves would whoop that ass.
Stop. The Braves. The Braves had their chance.
Can I just say, though, I am confused, though. If you're going to put out the tweet that you're inviting folks to your Major League camp, Why would you not put Tebow front and center? Why would he not get his own tweet?
Well, because
why is he 11th on this? Bad press release. Alonzo and Conlin and Jimenez and Kay, and then Tebow's buried. Corey Taylor from Slipknot's going to go as a relief pitcher.
Because
I saw him do a bunch of Black Sabbath songs once. That was pretty cool.
The Yankees will do it right in a couple weeks with Russell Wilson.
Let's see, because what you're doing is you're making people know that he's not going to get any special preferential treatment. So we're going to bury him in the press release.
That's just dumb.
Here's the deal. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen this year. Here's Tim Tebow's likely outcomes.
I love it.
He won't start the year with the Mets. He'll start the year in Syracuse. Him and Miss Universe will be renting an apartment on the north side, not too far from where my dad used to live.
Are you going to go live at your dad's old place so you can see if you can have a Tebow sighting?
My dad's two-bedroom is still available. You can go get it. Go get it. It's couch is still there, I think.
I don't want to. Who's going to want to be on the couch that you
I'm
or your
saying,
dad have been on?
You won't have to buy a couch.
I love you, Walt, but no.
It's couch I slept
Can't
on.
Can't do it.
Exactly.
Here's,
you really?
Here's what's going to happen.
Is there plastic on it that you can take off?
No, there should be. It was an ugly couch. If the Mets stink.
I don't think it was about how ugly it is.
Remember, the object is to get him to the major leagues.
Of course.
He will come up if the Mets stink. He'll come up at some point this
season. So then he's coming up.
As long as he hits. If he hits for power in AAA, he will come up.
He could bat 200. He'll be in the major league.
No. But if the Mets are good.
Batting fourth.
If the Mets are good. No, he'll bat like seventh. If the Mets are good, then obviously there's
no
need
to bring him up.
We're
not going to be any good, so we'll see him.
We're better. Look,
Jed Lowry is not the guy.
Our relief pitching's better. Our hitting's better. No, the Mets made some pretty good additions. If Michael Conforto can hit, and
which
he goes into one of those long, he goes into long slumps, and Tebow is hitting a AAA, Tebow will come up and get some at bats.
I'm so excited.
Either going to be if Michael Conforto stinks or the Mets stink, Tebow's coming up.
It's a shameless cash grab, and we're going to do everything that we can
it's
to get our mitts
grab, it's
on
a relevancy
some of those
grab.
Two.
It's not a catch the relevancy.
Mets are not relevant.
Straight Shut cash, up. Homie.
I'm going to go kick your ass, Frostburg.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There is a very big reunion coming up on Sunday. Chris Berman and Tom Jackson are going to reunite for primetime.
Oh, look at that.
All right. You're
going to Keyshawn coming in too?
Yep, Keyshawn.
There you go.
And Chris Mortensen's going to be there. They're reuniting for primetime.
Get the band back together.
So, in that vein,
Did you do a little dance? Maybe have a Zima or two?
Please, no.
An extra horse meat sandwich?
I'll have a Zima Electrical Light Orchestra, DJ. There's been a couple of new players.
And then you sang Telephone Line?
S-O-S-O, tell me.
Or can we get Berman to dance around to Mr. Blue Sky?
There's been a couple of players who have become stars in the past year, since the last time Berman was able to come up with nicknames for people. So, I have some nickname suggestions for some of the star players playing on Sunday in the AFC and NFC Championship games.
Do you think he has a notepad on his desk
where he keeps scrawling this stuff out every week? I got some good ones. You ready?
And then he curses that he hasn't been on air to do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Sony, well, 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 you never can tell. Well, 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 my Michelle. DJ.
Guns N' Roses in his purview? Well, he's done Appetite for Destruction before, I'm sure.
Will Sony fly high Michelle and prove enough's enough for the Chiefs?
Wow. All right.
Patrick, better Mahomes and Gardens. TJ.
Where's my tomatoes?
Patrick, mama, I'm coming Mahomes.
If he sang it in Ozzy Osbourne style, that would work.
The Chiefs can't do it with just Patrick Mahomes alone. DJ.
Macaulay Culkin might jump in and do a cameo the way he's been firing things up on Twitter.
And the Patriots leave Mahomes alone too, lost in the end zone.
It was lost in New York, right? Yeah. Nice.
The Chiefs definitely need some Mahomes improvement in the second half.
Someone is really obsessing on Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomesward bound, the incredible journey to the Super Bowl.
Wow, you went Simon and Garfunkel and that dog movie. Well done.
Of course he's good. It's a Sony Michelle. Sony walkmans his way into the end zone.
The halftime act in Oklahoma City is a woman and her dog.
You liked the Mahomes improvement one the most, didn't you?
Yeah. I wanted to grunt.
There you go.
Either that or I was looking for Wilson.
Take them all, Boom. Take them all.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Everything you want to know about this weekend as we get closer to the conference championship games. Joining us now on the hotline, Fox Sports NFL insider, and who's going to be with us in studio a
yes,
week
sir.
From Monday. He's going to be hanging out with us. It's Jay Glazer. What's happening, Jay?
If you guys are sober when I'm there, I'm walking out.
All right, well, we won't be sober, and we'll have a lot of food. How does that sound?
There you go.
All right, good.
There you go. I want this studio done up before I get there. I'm talking poles. And I'm not saying pole dancers, just poles.
Just poles. Pole.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm talking some booze. I'm talking some, I don't know, something that's breaking the law.
Okay.
Okay, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in.
Well, we got to get blackout curtains. That's the first thing we got to get.
I'll put in the rec for that immediately.
Hey, before we get to the games, Jay, you have a really fun piece on The Athletic, you know, talking to Bruce Arians, which I get Bruce is a tough get for you. You know, it's tough to get, you know, Bruce Arians, but you got a great piece on him and all the stuff he went through to get the job with Tampa Bay. You got some great stories on him.
Bruce is a walking great story. I mean, the guy coached Bear Bryant and he's coached quarterbacks like Ben and Peyton, and it's ridiculous. He is a walking great story, and you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. When we auditioned him for Fox last year, he went on Colin's show, and he dropped two, I think, F-bombs or an S-word or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he was like, right? And he's like, well, I can't say that in there. Like, no, dude. He said, don't they have the dump button? I'm like, you can't use that as a crutch. He's like, curse on the air. He's like, I didn't expect me to do that.
Well, it is cable television, Jay. I mean, come on.
He is a beaut, man.
Well, I remember,
he
Jay,
is so funny.
When he said something on Colin's show that made a lot of headlines, and we had you on that night, and you told us, yeah. Bruce told me he was just lying, messing around with people. That wasn't the truth.
Yeah, he was saying that, I think it was that Nick Saban with the Giants.
Oh, yeah,
Nick
yeah.
Nick Saban, Nick with the Giants. And I was with him and John Fox at my bar up on Sunset Strip in Hollywood. And I was like, dude, why'd you say that? He goes, you know, all these little reporters I don't like, I just want to see them chase it. They keep reporting. That was it. I'm like, so you go and say that on a national TV show? He goes, not my show. I don't care. Oh, he's a dude.
And now he goes to Tampa and he'll get to pick out one or two guys he decides he doesn't like there and get to do the same thing, huh?
Well, it's interesting, too, because, you know, look, it's the first time I've ever heard a job interview included several physicals.
Right.
And, you know, Bruce is like, hey, I've gotten like an F on my physical for all these years. Now I got a C from these guys. I'm sitting pretty. I'm good. So, you know, he had a lot of interesting things. Yeah, the whole thing's at The Athletic. If you, you know, log onto that, go to the app. The App Store for The Athletic. He definitely has a different take, but there's some really, it's like he hired a coach, Chris Boniel, who's a longtime kicker, just for kickers. And I'm like, why are kickers having so many problems? He goes, well, they all have specialists now, and they're once they leave them, it's such a mental game. He's like, it's like putting. You need your coach, like, you gotta, when you leave that coach, you have such a hard time following through with what they taught you. He just has such a different take on things. Bruce had, this is one of the most brilliant things I've heard. When he drafts offensive linemen, he said, I basically have two practices for rookies, offensive linemen, because I got to teach them how to be pro offensive linemen for their first training camp, so I can't put it with everybody else. And so what do you mean? He said, offensive linemen, think about it. They're never in a three-point stance from Pop Warner to high school to college. They're never in three-point stance, and they're not in huddles. They don't know where to go in huddle. In high school and college, you kind of go to the line. They're sending those signals to their sides, and you just go right up. Same with quarterbacks. So you got to teach these guys where to stand in the huddle. I got to teach these guys. These guys don't know where to put their hands on people. They just know where to run because everybody runs around. So I like almost redshirt them their first year, and I have a separate, you know, like a freshman practice for them in the NFL.
Jay Glazer with us here.
He's a really interesting, different guy. But I'll tell you this: if he can't get Jameis Winston right, nobody can. That's it. If he cannot get him right.
Well, I can't wait for the candor if it goes south. I mean, come on.
Move on. That's it. Move on. Move on from him. He has such a great way with quarterbacks. And I said to him, too, will you have your other quarterbacks that you've coached over the years talk to him? He goes, no, I won't do that. This is about him. I'm not going to put them on him. He knows what I've done, but he also knows what's at stake. So it's pretty interesting.
I can't wait for the tell-all book when he gives us behind the scenes of what was really going on with Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh.
We cannot write a tell-all book with him without him being in jail.
Wow! Not just in trouble, going to jail.
Not being in jail for writing it. Are you kidding me?
Hey, what did you make when you heard him say, you know, Antonio Brown, too many diva behavioral instincts out of him over the course of his career, not the guy that, you know, you've seen over the course of the past couple of years?
I mean, he said it to me for years. It wasn't a surprise at all. I love AP. AP will fight you in 2 seconds. I love him. But I also understand, look, it definitely disappointed me what happened at the end there. Because, look, in the end, you kind of, look, when you retire, you miss the game because of your brothers on your right and your left. You miss it because of your locker room. He let his brothers down. Like, that's who you work for so you could bleed with them. You could sweat with them. They're still bleeding and sweating. You got to be out there with them. And we all, I say, no matter what, you've got to be crazy to be on this level, to play on this level. We all got to have some roommates in our head. They have to have roommates in their head to be this good at what they do to be in the NFL. You got to tame your roommates better than that because they all have issues. You can't let your issues get in the way of everybody else, right? Everybody has some stuff they're dealing with. You can't let the stuff you're dealing with compromise your brothers.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon from the Geico Studios on the hotline with us, our buddy Jay Glazer, cast member Fox NFL Sunday, Ballers on HBO, founder of MVP, Merging Vets and Players. Go to vetsandplayers.org, see how you can contribute all the good work they're doing. Saw all the good stuff in Atlanta as that really gets moving for you there, Jay.
Yep.
Bellator, The Athletic, he's everywhere. At Jay Glazer on Twitter is where you find him. So, Jay, this week, you know, offense has been...
Hey, wait, before you do that, just the offense is something. We are doing an MVP, Emerging Vets and Players, in Atlanta Super Bowl week for all the former athletes out there who are listening and all the combat vets who are in the area or live in the area. Go to our website, vetsandplayers.org, or go to our Instagram page or Twitter, whatever you want. We're having a session Thursday, 1:30 to 3:30 at a gym, an MMA gym near, it's somewhere, it's in Atlanta. So go on our site. We'd love to have you there. First week we had 75 vets and players there. I'll be there. Nate Boyer will be there. Dan Quinn will be there. A couple others will be there. Brian Stand, who's had the Silver Star from his work, from his heroics there. His heroic deeds in the Marines. He'll be there as also a fighter for a long time. It's really going to be a special time there if you guys can come.
We'll make sure to keep tweeting that out and promoting that as we get closer, Jay. Great stuff as always. This weekend, offenses rule the day. Everybody excited.
Yep.
But the defenses, I mean,
I don't think offenses rule the day. I think it's defense. No, I go the other way.
Go the other way. All right, so what's the defense that's holding down the fort best?
Well, look, I think the Rams, the fact that they were able – Rams have rushed the pass on every play this year except when they played the Cowboys. They stopped the run, which nobody else has really been able to do. They won that game because they stopped Zeke. And, yeah, they were able to run as well, but it's more so they were able to stop what the Cowboys were doing, their running attack. You know, the Saints, that defense stepped up. You know, Nick Foles and the Eagles, they get very streaky. And they started streaky early. And the biggest, and Sean Payton told me this the week before. So the problem with them is once he gets in a streak, the rhythm with Nick Foles in there, they get so streaky, it's really hard to stop and disrupt. They had to step up and disrupt it, which they did, and they're able to take the game back. You know, the Patriots, their defense stepped up. I mean, the Chiefs defense, which we haven't seen all year long, that defense stepped up. I do think that, yeah, all these teams could score points, but whoever becomes stingiest on defense, that's who will go to the Super Bowl and then win the Super Bowl.
You can follow him on Twitter, @JayGlazer. That is @JayGlazer. Check out his interview with Bruce Arians at The Athletic. And more importantly, vetsandplayers.org, vetsandplayers.org. All the information you need for that big event coming up in Atlanta. Jay, we'll talk to you next week, and then we'll get Thanks, the studio man. Ready with the polls for you.
Love it. I love it. Appreciate it, guys.
See you, brother. See you, good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.